Cyclist Roman Kreuziger had his first Giro d'Italia in the bag, and with it the best result a Czech has ever achieved in the Grand Tours. The 25-year-old placed sixth in the Italian Tour, 12.5 minutes behind the winner Alberto Contador, and moreover won the white jersey for being the best young rider. It was his highest personal achievement so far as well, outdoing his ninth place finish in the Tour de France last year.
Ve finále na to, jak to bylo těžký Giro, kolik tady bylo dobrých lidí, takže můžu být spokojený.
Considering what a difficult Giro it was in the end and how many good cyclists there were, I can be satisfied. When you look at the competition there was here, I think it's a better result than ninth place in the Tour de France, because everyone from the Tour was here with no exceptions.
Protože tady byli všichni z Tour a nechyběl opravdu nikdo.
Regarding the Tour de France, Kreuziger says he'll be taking a few days' rest to get over a cold that accompanied him the last 3 days of the Giro, and will hopefully be in Passage du Gois on June 2nd for the start of the Tour de France. Disappointment on the tennis court now, as world number 9 Petra Kvitova leaves the French Open after a fourth-round loss to Li Na of China, 6-2, 1-6, 3-6. Six-seed Li Na, however, sharpened up in the next set, putting her hard on the defense and tying the match. Kvitova looked ready to regain the advantage in the third set, leading 3-0, but her rival got the upper hand the moment Kvitova lost the serve, taking six games in a row and the match. Petra Kvitova may be on her way home, but her advance to the fourth round of the Roland Garros, after playing through two rounds with a shoulder problem, was the first of her career. Na Li can now enjoy being the first Chinese ever to reach the quarterfinals of the French Open. The Czech women's basketball team beat Russia on Sunday to take the Karlovy Vary Grand Prix tournament. The final score of the finals match was 70-62. Never more than 2 points down, the home team only got the better of their opponents in the last quarter from a score of 54-52. The second-place world champions came together after being defeated by Poland on Friday. Coach Lubor Blažek says whoever saw that loss would not have believed the team would pull themselves up to beat as formidable a rival as Russia. What was important in this match, he said, wasn't so much winning or losing as teaching the Russians to fear them a bit ahead of the European Championships in Poland in June. Lastly, many of the world's athletic greats are converging on Ostrava for the annual Golden Spike Track and Field Championship, among them champion sprinter Usain Bolt. On Sunday, Bolt met on neutral ground with Czech sporting titans Ivan Lendl, Jaromír Jágr and Tomáš Berdych for a game of golf. He might be new to the sport, but he made it clear at the press conference beforehand that he brought certain other advantages to the course.
First of all, it's an honor for me to be here today at this opening. I have a great honor to stand here with all these great players. And for me, I really enjoy coming here every year, back to back. And I'd like to say that I'm the youngest standing here.
The fastest man in the world will be running the unconventional 300-meter race, and organizers of the Golden Spike made no secret of the fact that his presence is the championship's main draw. Some Czechs, too, however, have a good chance of doing well at Tuesday's meet, among them javelin thrower Barbora Špotáková and pole vaulter Jiřina Ptáčníková.